So we're actually going to put the Arctic finally into Arctic entries here. We're real excited to have Art Umatuk from Point Hope, Alaska.
Wow. Uh-oh. My phone turned on. Who are we? Who am I? I'm Inupiaq. Inuit, right? Inuit. Some of the oldest people on this continent, this land we call Alaska, right? Alaska. This, what I'm here, this is making noise. Technology.
Hello?
Okay. My ancestors, right? Tikiyakmiut, Point Hope, Tikiyak. This is about getting schooled, right? Here's the schooling. For centuries, my people lived on this land, in the Arctic. Because that's where we entered from, Arctic entries, right? That's what this is about, getting schooled. So, what I do is I'm an artist. I'm one of those artists that follows the art of my ancestors, direct ancestors. We never left the area. So I'm an extension of the real people, right? Because we're still real, we're still out here, we're still creating, and we still have respect. We have respect for nature, we have respect for the land, and who would have thought that I'd be talking for 7 minutes and I know some of the people here. They've been to the Arctic. Wonderful people. You're gonna hear some good stories, I hope, right? But, It's nerve-wracking because I see all these faces and they're so focused. What are we going to get schooled at? I've been all over the world, all over. I've been to New Zealand, I've been to Europe, I've been to Japan. I've been home, Point Hope, Tikiyak. I live off the land. We still hunt. We still eat good. We get fat. We learn how to use those muscles. The games, right? The games. You have to be able to endure harsh environment. How do we survive? Extreme temperatures. Long ago the weather was different. There was a different set of people there. What we call Upitak, those that created these artifacts. They were there. They disappeared. The dwellings were different. They were open roof. They had a central fire pit. They made tools. Because if you don't make tools, you're going to starve. You're not going to be able to hunt. You're not going to be able to survive. Wait a minute. Did I say open dwellings? Open roof dwelling in the Arctic? What's that about? Maybe there was 12 hours of daylight, 12 hours of night. Because if it's 12 hours of daylight, you don't have a harsh winter, right? Maybe. Something happened. Stories say there was no sunlight for 2 years. 2 years. How do we not have sun? Did the earth shift? Hello? We're going to darkness now. We're going to start getting cold. It's going to be cold. You better change your housing because you can't have open roof in the Arctic. So we developed the sod house, right? It's enclosed. We're in a little box, a little house. That's the only way you can survive in the Arctic. We huddle together. We create. We create those stories that the ancestors told us. The Raven Man is looking at you guys. That's right. All the ancestors are right here. Oh, 5 minutes. Don't be afraid to ring that bell. Okay. It's almost time to wind down. 7 minutes is just not enough time because there's so much. There's so much that we need schooling about, especially the younger generation. We need to put pride back into the younger generation, right? Because without the knowledge of who you are, look, all these shields, they're in this room. The ancestors are strong. I did a talk at Princeton. I see these bears, and I told the audience, the spirits are strong here. Look at them. They're looking at us. Everybody stops and they look. What's he talking about? But we're still here. The true indigenous people of Alaska, we're still here. And I'm proud to be Inupiaq. Proud. Thank you.